Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We're still exploring the implementation of the name Al-Adl. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. The name of Allah in our daily life, which is to keep the balance between the body and the soul. Right now, the implementation that we are talking about in particular is to keep the balance between the body and the soul. And we started comparing the body with the soul, and the food for the body with the food for the soul, the exercise for the body with the exercise for the soul, exercises for the soul. And since we don't know much about the soul, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. We don't know much about the soul, unlike the body. It's from mud and fed by mud products, animals, plants. But from the soul, we don't know. So it is interesting to notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Qur'an, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you a spirit from Him, which is the Qur'an. Allah called the Qur'an, رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا, which is can be connected with the food for the ruh. So it's like the body is from mud, is being fed by mud. You can see the same analogy here, the spirit, the soul, and is being fed by spirit or a soul. Is being fed by spirit. The spirit, which is the soul in our human existence, is being fed by وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. So you can see some kind of analogy here and connect both dots together. The food for the soul that we started exploring last time was the worship. Worship, the daily worship that we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we... The prayers, and in particular, last time we ended talking about the prayers. In particular, why would we pray if sometimes when we pray, instead of focusing about Allah, we're thinking about something else, doing accounting for the store, for example, or something like that. Why should we continue to pray even though we're not achieving what we're praying for? Sometimes even we think about disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the prayer. Sometimes we think about even worse things. Sometimes we backbite people and make bad assumptions, develop bad assumptions in our thoughts about people during the prayers. Sometimes we do that. Now, why should we continue praying? And the conclusion was, praying is like calling, inviting Allah to the heart. If the heart is dirty, Allah is not going to come. Because He's a mighty king, does not come to dirty heart. You need to clean your heart and invite Him again in the next prayer. You, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will also decide when to come to your heart. But if He decides to come to your heart, at one point or another, one of us, some or many of us or all of us have experienced the closeness of Allah, the sweetness of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have experienced what happened when Allah comes to your heart. You see your eyes are crying. You see that you have a sweetness that is no match. No match. The sweetness of feeling the closeness of Allah in the heart is no match. And it lifts you up really high in the sky. We see, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, our imam, when he reads Quran, and then the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his heart because his heart is so clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to his heart many times during the prayers, and he's crying out of the fear of Allah. You can see that it is lifting him up. We are all down here on earth, and he is somewhere else in the sky, feeling the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should we continue praying? We should keep trying and trying, because if we first of all don't continue trying by knocking on the door of Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I am inviting you to my heart, I am inviting you to my heart. If we stop trying, then it's not going to happen. Okay? If it is not happening when we are trying, then what do you think about when we stop trying? It's not going to happen. Second, we don't get the benefit of trying, which is out of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us the benefits of trying in the day of judgment. How about fasting? We talked about it. How is it an exercise? Hajj, when people travel for pleasure, when people travel to attend the World Cup, when people travel for different reasons, we are traveling for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to crowded places, spending money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is another spiritual exercise by itself to keep the soul healthy. On the other hand, these are the exercises. Now, how about the vitamins and the medications? Because the soul gets sick the way the body gets sick. There are four viruses that infect the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the Quran four medications to be applied on these four viruses to kill them. The four viruses are the number one, the temptations, and the number two, the lower desires of the soul, the temptations of the heart, the lower desires of the soul, and number three is the shaitan, and number four is the love of dunya, the love of dunya. About the temptations, selfishness, jealousy, greed, ego, you name it, love of power, love of control, all these temptations that we have experienced and nobody denies, those temptations are intrinsic in our human existence. Those temptations are inviting us into the evil path, and we either have to say no and submit to the guidance of Allah, or we follow them and we make silly, ridiculous excuses to justify following our temptations. On the other hand, we have the shaitan inspiring these temptations, sparking the fire, sparking these temptations and getting them going, getting them starting. And then scholars have very nice explanation to differentiate between whether you can find out if you like something, if you're doing something evil, and you want to find out this thing is inspired by temptations of the soul, or is it inspired by the shaitan? Is it inspired by the lower desires of the soul, of the heart, or of the body? Is it inspired by the lower desires of the body, or is it inspired by the shaitan? So they say, okay, if it nags on you, if the feeling, the temptation to do the evil thing keeps coming persistently, continuously, every time it keeps nagging on you, I want this thing, but it is haram, I'm not doing it. And then the next day, I want this thing, it is haram, I'm not doing it. I want this thing, your temptation, I want this thing, no, it is haram. You don't know what you're missing, no, it is haram. Do it, it doesn't matter, Allah will forgive you, it is haram. Why would Allah care about it? Allah doesn't care, it is haram. I mean, it keeps going, then they say it is coming from the lower desires of the body. The body itself is the one who motivates that. But if it's like hit and run, that's what the shaitan does. The shaitan does, as Allah said, نَغَزَاتُ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. It is the hit and run, the touch. It is the one, the shaitan starts the temptation. And then it's up to you if you admit the temptation on the heart and feed the temptation and let it grow and chew on the temptation and let it grow to become a monster that controls you or not. So the shaitan will start the temptation, and then it's up to you whether to admit the temptation and let it grow or to suppress the temptation and kill the temptation and let it die and get rid of the temptation. Dismiss the temptation right away. Well, as soon as the right way is that as soon as you feel the temptation starting, dismiss it. How? Change the subject. Think about something else. Okay? When you feel jealous, okay, change the subject. Don't keep thinking and chewing on it, dwelling on it until it grows and grows and controls you and makes you like an awful monster. The temptation of jealousy made Qabil kill his own brother Habil with a big rock smashing his head like this. You know, just imagine, would a human in a normal situation take a rock and smash the head of his brother like that? It's an act of a monster. It's not an act of a human. So temptations would make you that way. Temptations will make you steal money from Allah. What do you mean steal money from Allah? Think about this scenario. You are about to donate $100. Then temptations and tells you, $100, you are going to grow bankrupt. You have bills to pay. You have rent to pay. Okay, let's make them 50. Who stole the other 50 from Allah? Who stole it? Allah, the evil soul stole the money from Allah. It steals also the time from Allah. When you're praying and it takes you away from the prayer, it is stealing the time from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the good intentions are stolen. When you are intending to do something for Allah, and then it comes later on, tries to claim credit for that thing that you have done for Allah, the credit then your reward for doing it is lost, and it goes back to the pleasure of the soul and to the pride of the soul. So we need to be aware of those things. That is the first of thing, is that to be aware of this enemy and guard this enemy, guard against this enemy 24/7. Guarding the intention is not one time, it's 24/7, 365. Guarding against these temptations. Lam ba'd. Remember Abu Bakr said, not yet, until he, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, died. Then that's it. The battle ended and he won the battle. But before then, before you die, you keep working on it, guarding. Maybe God knows. You don't know. You never know what happens at the end. You never know how it ends. So guarding against them. So here we go. We have these temptations coming out of the heart. If it is persistent, it is from the evil soul. If it's hit and run, it is from the shaitan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the wickedness of the shaitan and the influence of the shaitan as weak influence for that particular reason. إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. It's a weak influence because it is hit and run. It just starts the spark. The spark, nobody can ever say a spark is strong. A spark is weak. Okay? Only when it grows to be a big fire, then it is really a serious matter. So it is a spark that he starts. Boom! Starts in the heart. And then it is up to you to let it grow or not. So this is why when the shaitan gives the khutbah at the end, in the day of judgment, he gives a speech, a khutbah to the people of hell. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. The shaitan said at the end of the whole test, when the whole test and court settles down and ends, and people ended in hellfire with the shaitan. The bad guys end up in hellfire with the shaitan. The shaitan gives them a speech. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah has given you the true promise, and I have given you a false promise. And it was obvious, guys. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that my promises are false. It doesn't take a genius. Okay? I have given you false promises. And also doesn't take another genius to figure out that the promises of Allah are the true promises. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I had no way of compelling you. I had no way of forcing you into things. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. All I was able to do is to invite you through temptations, through lower desires, is to invite you by developing the thoughts in your brain, is to invite you by developing the feeling in your heart. When you feel that, I don't want to go to the masjid, I don't want to do Quran, I don't. When you feel against righteousness, and you feel happy and delighted to go and do and disobey Allah, all what I was able to do is just to invite you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You responded to my invitation. You accepted my invitation. It was just an invitation, and you've accepted the invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. Don't blame me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Blame yourselves. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخُكُمْ. I'm not going to be able to help you. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. You're not going to be able to help me either. We're both here. There is no hell. Okay? إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. I was a disbeliever in what you have taken as partners instead of Allah. You've treated this thing the way you treated Allah. Right? You were afraid of that person the way you were afraid of Allah, if not more. You have treated other things the way you treat Allah, if not more. So those are partners with Allah. I disbelieved in them earlier. I knew that those guys are no way any match to Allah. The ones you treated like or more than Allah is no way match. I knew that. I knew it. But you guys were, in other words, you guys were idiots not to know it yourselves. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. That these things are no match to Allah. This person, this king is no match, the power of this king is no match to the power of Allah. The benefits of this guy or the benefits of, that you get from doing this thing is no match to the benefit that you will be getting and you are getting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't take a genius to figure it out. And all I did is extended the invitation and you accepted the invitation. And then we also need to keep in mind that about the shaitan, that the shaitans are not all from jinn kind. There are many shaitans from ins kind, from humans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي إلى بعضهم زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه. The Satans of mankind and the Satan of jinn kind, they both inspire each other with false deceiving speeches and arguments, with false deceiving ideas, with false deceiving words. They deceive one another. They deceive when bad guys meet. They deceive each other by making each other feel that this is the right way to doing it and this is smart and doing other than that is nonsense. يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. And indeed, Shaitan has said, before I used to teach the children of Adam, then now I am learning from them. The shaitan is learning all these things. The shaitan now is a student. The shaitan now is a student because, think about it, the shaitan influence can never match the influence of a rated R movie, for example. I mean, shaitan can never, never, never develop into your heart the feelings, the evil feelings that gets developed when you're watching a bad movie. Shaitan can never match that. So the shaitan is learning these techniques. Shaitan is a student on those guys who are the people, especially the clowns of the entertainment industry, who are coming so creative into coming up with evil entertainment or putting the poison inside the milk. They bring you a nice entertainment. Inside that nice entertainment, they put a dose of poison. Just imagine if you have a cup of milk and you drop a drop of gas in the cup of milk. Would you drink it? No. You don't drink it because it spoils the milk. Just imagine somebody sitting in front of the TV like this, opening his mouth like that. And then the TV is somebody is spitting in his mouth. One, two, three, and he's it's so sweet. It's disgusting. It is so sweet. This is exactly what happens when you are sitting in front of an evil show or an evil program or an evil movie, watching and enjoying. That's exactly what happened. You're absorbing a bad product. You're absorbing a bad product. And people have done statistics about that an average housewife is spending 40 hours and an average teenager is spending 40 hours in front of the TV. That's from one end, which is the end watching TV. Now behind the TV, which is behind the scenes, who is preparing these programs? Profiteers. People who profit. People who exploit the hunger for sex vulgarity and the hunger for, using profanity. All these kind of investing into your desires of these things, profiting from it with a growing box office rewards for each overdose of profanity and violence and sex and all of that. This is all behind the scenes. And this is the product that's being consumed by the people who are sitting in front of the effect. So it is indeed
a product of the shaitan, of the Satan humans, and we have to be aware of that in our battle against the shaitan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.